they're never going to give up on his scare tactics. Look, we've known from the early days of this virus that the elderly and those with underlying health conditions were those who were most at risk of not only getting the coronavirus, but having serious medical problems due to it and or dying from it. We've known from the early days of this virus that younger, healthier people are not as susceptible to the virus or to the serious health problems. Not saying that no one's going to get it, but we know that it's far, far, far less. So to be trying to scare people into saying, if you don't get your kids vaccinated, parents, then you're at fault. It's just pure scare tactics, and it's despicable what they're doing in that regard, because kids are the least susceptible to the virus. And look, let's be honest here. It appears that the vaccination works well overall, but there are people who have suffered side effects from the vaccination itself, and parents legitimately have concerns about whether or not they want their children, who are less susceptible, to take this new, basically, it's still a new vaccine. It's approved for emergency use, but it's not going through the full FDA approval process.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people are looking at positivity rates going up here in Nevada. In fact, going up around 11% right now in the latest numbers. Do you worry that the tide seems to be turning in the wrong direction?
No, I don't worry about that. What I worry about is that these politicians, especially Governor Sisolak, who has politicized this virus from day one, because as far as I know, his declaration of emergency is still in effect. I mean, he's loosened it and let everybody go out maskless, and you don't have to social distance, and you don't have to make a reservation to the restaurant. I mean, he's relaxed all of those emergency orders that he had implemented earlier. But as far as I know, he still possesses the power. That declaration of emergency is still in effect, and he could reverse himself at any time and say, nope, we're going to start shutting down again. That scares me more than the positivity rates. We have enough people vaccinated. The people who want the vaccine have gotten the vaccine. There's not been any shortage of vaccine. It's not like anybody doesn't know it's out there. The people who haven't gotten it just don't want it, and that should be their personal choice on whether or not to get it. And if the positivity rates are going up, and I've always been skeptical of these numbers also, you can manipulate figures any way you want to get whatever outcome you have. That's what really scares me, is that those figures can be manipulated to a point where Sisolak shuts us down again.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about the upcoming Muth's Truths and how you can be a part of his empire, his business empire. We'll do that more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. The American League defeated the National League 5-2 in the 2021 MLB All-Star Game in Denver Tuesday night. Vlad Guerrero Jr. homered in the top of the third, and Mike Zunino in the sixth for the American League. The season resumes tomorrow, with most teams starting again Friday. It took three games, but Team USA Basketball got on track, beating Argentina 108-80 Tuesday night in an exhibition pre-Olympic tune-up in Las Vegas. 12 days before their Olympic opener in Tokyo, Kevin Durant scored 17 points after struggling in the first two games. They will face Australia again Friday. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, the Suns at the Bucks. Phoenix winning the first two games at home, leading the series 2-1. The Bucks winning game 3 at home on Sunday. After tonight, the series moves back to Phoenix. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6, leaving the light on for Meemaw and Peepaw and all the other Maws and Paws visiting the close to 4 million grandbabies born last year who've only seen you on a laptop. For all the Bubbies, Nanas, and Papas ready to finally get your arms around those little loves, Motel 6 offers clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. We'll even call you Giga if you want. I'm Tom Bobo Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Trouble through the resort corridor. It's an accident on I-15 southbound at Charleston. Looks like it is off and off to the left shoulder out of the travel lanes. We are going to see some backup to go with it. 15 southbound again at Charleston. And as you continue down toward the southern beltway, road hazard being reported in the on the ramp connecting 15 southbound with 215 westbound. Just keep an eye out for debris in the travel lanes there. Southbound ramp from 15 to 215 westbound. New North Las Vegas accident. It is on Craig Road over I-15. Still working that wreck on the west side, Buffalo, just south of 95 at Westcliff. Injury accident there, Buffalo and Westcliff. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And in Arizona, they're in the midst of an audit, a statewide audit of the presidential election. I don't know where we are in this, but there are stories out there today that according to the state Senate president, the audit finds that Maricopa County discrepancies and no word on what those discrepancies are. But what is your sense of what's going on over in Arizona? And is it going to be a true audit, a forensic audit of their vote?
Well, they have done. I mean, they did a very thorough and detailed audit. We don't know what the results are. I've seen some of the same traffic that you have, Kevin, that the number of votes cast, the number of votes counted, don't add up. Again, we don't know if that's true or not because they haven't released the official results of the audit. But it wouldn't surprise me if that is the case. It'd almost be impossible to have a 100% pure count. So the real question is, how much is the count off? And what does that portend? And then I'm not sure exactly of all the other things that they looked at. I don't know if they did, I honestly don't know if they did signature matching as part of the forensic audit to identify how many signatures may be in question, whether or not the signatures match. I guess we're just going to have to wait until we get the final results and see exactly what's in there, how comprehensive, and what the results are.
It was interesting over the course of the last 4 or 5 days how over the weekend the former president, Donald J. Trump, spoke at CPAC in Dallas. His speech was roundly applauded by conservatives and Republicans in attendance and those that watched it. Then you've got the Biden speeches over the last week, speeches on crime and voting rights yesterday, and even folks on CNN. We're criticizing the current president for his lack of even talking about the filibuster. What do you make of this performance by Biden just in the last week?
Well, I mean, Biden is Biden, and he's not much. What did he say? Yes, I think when we were talking about the election integrity, where we want to make it easier to vote but harder to cheat. I mean, that's essentially what the Republican position is and always has been. He compared some of the changes, and I don't remember if it was in Texas or Georgia or where the changes were. Maybe it was cumulative, but you know, said this is the worst thing to happen to the country since the Civil War.
Yeah.
This guy is so totally disconnected from reality. It's clearly not him talking. He's reading speeches that somebody else has written. He's making points that somebody else has decided need to be made. What we don't know is who it is that's pulling his strings and telling him, because clearly Joe Biden is not running the country. This country is being managed by people behind the scenes who are telling Biden what to do, and they're just sending him out there basically as a prop. He's a puppet.
I'm just curious, though. One civil rights organization, before the speech, said voting rights would end up being a failure if they didn't mention the filibuster. He didn't mention the filibuster, and everybody after the speech noticed it. The folks on CNN and the Van Jones, the people like that, were critical of Biden. Does he risk, in walking this political tightrope, does he risk losing one element, either the progressive wing of the party or the civil rights wing of the party? Is he running a risk here?
Well, absolutely. And you will probably see increasing criticism of his administration from the socialists on the hard left within the Democrat Party. The difference being that when push comes to shove, if Biden is on, let's just say, and I doubt this is going to happen, he's on.
Whoops.
I have a lot of people complaining on the left, but if he ends up being again in 2024, the Democrats have herd mentality, and they're all about power, and they will go ahead and hold their nose and vote for Joe Biden again, no matter how bad he's been on their issues, rather than risk having a Republican get in office.
He's got a brand new Muth's Truth up. The question is, how can folks access it?
Just go to free newsletter from Chuck.com. That's easy to remember. Free newsletter from Chuck.com. It'll redirect you to the subscribe page. You can sign up, and it'll be posted right there on the website.
Hey, Chuck, always good, man. Stay cool. We will talk again next week, I promise.
You got it, Kevin. You have a great weekend, too.
Thank you. There you have it. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. This COVID-19 thing has me worried. The positivity rate was, what, up to 11%? It had been down in the fives and the sixes and the sevens. Don't know if this is an anomaly, if this is a aftermath of Garth Brooks. We'll see. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA-compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I want you to hear this because what the nation is finding out now about H.R. 1, which is now S.B. 1, and H.R. 4, all, you know, both bills in the Senate would end up making elections a federal issue, which is not the way it's supposed to be, at least the way I grew up. But they're talking about in these bills, H.R. 1 and H.R. 4, they are talking about stuff that is like old hat for those of us in Nevada, because we not only adopted them as emergency measures, ballot harvesting and things like that, at-home voting, but more than that, we embraced them and we codified them, we memorialized them, if you will, into our state code. This was Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel. It's cut number one. And I want you to see if this sounds vaguely familiar here in Nevada. Here it is.
They're trying, not only targeting people of color, they're targeting voters of all races and backgrounds. Just with a simple target. Who did not vote for them? That's the target. It's hard to declare just how critical this is. It's simply unconscionable.
I love how he says things slowly for emphasis and tries to pull them out of there. Now, what's unconscionable is to use your bully pulpit to lie about race, to talk down to blacks and Hispanics, and to imply that they're not savvy enough somehow to make a photocopy of their own ID, Madam Vice President. The fact is, Democrats used COVID to change the way we all voted, all along with the intent of making those new rules permanent, the new voting normal. With states getting wise, though, to their sleight of hand, liberals are growing more desperate and sloppy. The act It's just not that convincing anymore.
We're going to face another test in 2022, a new wave of unprecedented voter suppression and raw and sustained election subversion. We have to prepare now. As I said time and again, no matter what, you can never stop the American people from voting.
Now, if they could start harvesting ballots right now for 2022 and 2024, they would. They've been upfront about wanting to eliminate all voter ID requirements, which they argue are inherently racist. They even want to prevent the regular scrubbing of dead voters or voters who move from the rolls. They did that, remember, in Florida and Georgia. And you'd think that police were firing water cannons at voters heading to the polls the way they described it. So as usual, Democrats, they're going for stunts over substance. To get you to believe the fantasy that voter ID is just as discriminatory as poll taxes and literacy tests, they have to drown you in hype and phony emotion, complete with their own score. But singing on key is, of course, optional.
We will overcome! We will overcome! We will overcome someday! Deep in our hearts, I do believe we will overcome someday.
I don't think they advance to the next round.
Oh, it's awful. That was on the steps of the Capitol. In our nation's capital, and they met with the president. They met with supposedly they're about to meet with Manchin and Sinema, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, the two holdouts. One thing I found interesting, and in fact I'll let you hear it right now. This is Jen Psaki, the presidential press secretary, today, and a rare admission that they don't have the votes. According to Jen Psaki, the votes are not there in the Senate to end the filibuster. You be the judge. This is Jen Psaki in her own words. This is cut number six. Jen Psaki from the podium this morning.
Well, first, I think what you heard the president deliver yesterday, and what many people on the outside heard, was an impassioned case for why voting is a fundamental right in this country and why we should use every lever at our disposal to advocate for it and ensure people have access. One of those is certainly legislation, something he will continue to push for and advocate for, and he's asked his vice president, and she's agreed, to serve as the point person on moving that forward. We do hard things. We don't accept that there isn't a path forward. We're going to continue to engage with leaders in Congress about not just the For the People Act, but also the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, something voting rights has been supported in a bipartisan manner quite a bit in the past. In terms of the filibuster, it is a legislative procedural process that is up to the Senate to determine the path forward on. And I will leave it all to you to determine what the vote count and the whip count is there, but there is not the majority to support that. And I know we focus on one or two, but it's certainly more than that of individuals who oppose changes to the filibuster because of the history.
So there you have it, an open admission from the podium that they just don't have the votes to go with the filibuster. It'll be interesting to see if others, in particular, Republicans, will Lisa Murkowski, will Susan Collins, Mitt Romney vote with the Republicans, or will they split off? We honestly don't know. That's going to be the next step. Coming up, top of the hour, Robert Fellner, the Vice President and Director of Policy for NPRI. And one of the things I'm going to ask him, because they're a part of a program that allows teachers, and you've got another day to do it, allows teachers to opt out of the teachers' union. It's a financial move that will save teachers $700, maybe $800 a year. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what's interesting is the whole rhetoric of voting rights. I mean, it's Jim Crow 2.0 and all of this stuff. I want to go to cut three real quick because this was put together by our friends at Fox News, and it the best I can describe it is scary. Biden rhetoric on voting rights. This is the montage from recent voting rights rhetoric. Here it is.
21st century Jim Crow assault is real. It's unrelenting. There's an unfolding assault taking place in America today, an attempt to suppress and subvert the right to vote and fair and free elections, an assault on democracy, an assault on liberty. I swore an oath to you, to God, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And that's an oath that forms a sacred trust to defend America against all threats, both foreign and domestic. The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not